This shiur is in the Kutis Siches, Chedek in the Aleph Parshas Bo, the first Siche. This is the second shiur. Just like the first shiur, there's going to be a shiur on the Oris in the Siche. It's going to be a shiur specifically pertaining to the Shitta of the Alter Rebbe. And the Alter Rebbe, which the Rebbe brings down in the Oris, is not always so clear what he holds. And we are going to, where the Rebbe discusses what he holds, and at the end, is it yet clear or not clear? And we'll go through some of the Oris. We're going to start with Ori 11. The Rebbe discusses that there are two ways for Heter Eichel Nefesh. One way Heter Eichel Nefesh is that Melachas Eichel Nefesh Be'etzem is Asa. Be'etzem is Asa. Teira made it mutar by the words Achash Eichel Eichel Nefesh. In other words, Teira said that Melachas Eichel Nefesh Be'etzem is Asa. It became muta for the sake of Eichel Nefesh, for the sake of eating. In other words, eating is the reason why it became muta. There's another way of learning, and that is Shittas HaRamban, and Shittas Rashi, and that is that Melachas Eichel Nefesh Be'etzem is muta. It was never also. It's a Melacha Muteres. It's a Melacha Sanah, it's Melacha Muteres. Which means to say that the Pasuk Achash HaYochel Eichel Nefesh is not a reason why it's mutar, but it's a description. What type of malacha is mutar? A malacha that food could be made out of it is a malacha mutaras. So b'meila, it's mutar even if food is not made out of it. Says the Rebbe that we have enough kamina la'alacha between these two ways. We know the halacha is amisana b'yomtiv. The shaila is if amisana b'yomtiv, somebody who's fasting on yomtiv, is in mutar mideiraisa to do a Malachas Eichel Nefesh. If I hold, so the Rebbe like this, if I hold that Malachas Eichel Nefesh, Be'etzem is also, that means that Malachas Eichel Nefesh is only Mutter for the sake of eating, because Achash Eichel Nefesh is the reason why Torah made it Mutter. So then we must say that a person who's fasting on Yom Tov should not be able to cook on Yom Tov for others. Why? Because he's not eating. For him, it's not Eichel Nefesh. He doesn't have a need for the food. B'meila, for him, this Melachas Eichel Nefesh is also. But if I hold a Melachas Eichel Nefesh as a Melacha Muteres, meaning Be'etzem it's Muter, like Shita Saramban or Rashi, so then a Misana B'yomtev should be permissible to cook for others. Why? Because a Misana B'yomtev, the Melacha that he's doing is a Melacha Muteres. So why can't he cook for others? What difference does it make if he could eat or not? The malach is a malach muteres. Says the Rebbe, that when we look in the Shulchan Aruch, starting from the Ramah, in Simen Tav Kuf Zayin, in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tav Kuf Tzadik Zayin, it's unclear what they hold. Because the Ramah says, Mishe Misana B'yomtev Asul Levashal Achirim. The one who's cooking on, the one who's fasting on Yomtev, it's prohibited for him to cook for others on Yomtev. And the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch says, that a misane b'Rish Hashanah b'Shar Yom Tov also le'levashel elas isham alachas eichel nefesh le'tzeirach achirim, that is prohibited for him to cook for others. But the shaila is, what does the Alter Rebbe and the Ramah hold? Do they hold it's midei raisa also? Do they hold it's midei rabbanan also? If I say that they hold it's midei raisa also, that means that the Ramah and the Alter Rebbe are thinking, their way of thinking is that alachas eichel nefesh be'etzem is also, and it only became mutar for the reason of eichel nefesh. It's limited to eichel nefesh b'meila misane. For him, since he doesn't need the achila, so it would be also min ha-teira to cook. Or I could say that the Alter Rebbe and the Ramah and the Alter Rebbe both hold that Melachas Eichel Nefesh is be'etzem muta, and therefore amisane midei reis is muta. And this that they say also is only midei rabbanan, because since the Melach is be'etzem muta, then like we said before, what difference does it make if the person is fasting or not? Lechura, it's a Melacha Muteres. So if it's a Melacha Muteres, then it should be permissible. They say also, that's also only midei rabbanan. And the Rebbe doesn't really get back to this. The Rebbe doesn't really answer this. What is the Alter Rebbe's Shita? Well, the Chur, we could answer that. We're going to see later. The Rebbe brings from the Machtzis HaShekel and from the Tzlach that both bring down in the name of Rabbeinu Yerucham that it's also. The Machtzis HaShekel brings down that if Yom Tov comes out on Erev Shabbos, a person wants to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So he needs to meet two conditions. Condition number one, the heter to be able to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos is because guests are able to show up on Yom Tov to cook, to be able to eat from the food on Yom Tov. Condition number two is if the person made Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yom Tov. Why is there a need for both? For both conditions. So it is because it is also to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Be'etzem ideiraisa, it's also to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So Ben Yerucham, the Master Shekhar brings down, it's also to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Mideiraisa. So how do I go around the problem of cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos? So Erev Tavshilin is not enough, because Erev Tavshilin is just, I'm not going around it. Erev Tavshilin is telling me that now it's mutter for you, but how could Chachamim make a mutter to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos? How does Erev Tavshilin have that power? So therefore, Chachamim said, the reason why it's mutter to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos is because anyways, on Yom Tov itself, you're able to have guests who would be able to eat from the food. So that means that from the Torah's point of view, you did not cook for the sake of Shabbos, but rather you cooked also for the sake of Yom Tov. Not that you didn't cook for the sake of Shabbos, you cooked also for the sake of Yom Tov. You're serving guests on Yom Tov. Now, it doesn't have to be literally that guests have to come. It's the idea that guests are able to come and you're able to feed them. So therefore, what you cooked is really for Yom Tov as well. And with the Eruv Tavshilin, you're cooking for Shabbos also. Says Abba the Machzah Shekhar and Rabbi Yerucham that somebody who's fasting has a problem, because somebody who's fasting only has the heter of Eruv Tavshilin, doesn't have the condition, he can't meet the condition of guests. Why? Because since he's Mis'ana B'Yom Tov, so B'Mele he can't cook for himself. So if he can't cook for himself, he can't cook for others. And if he can't cook for others, then he can't cook today Min HaTorah and come and say, maybe guests are going to show up and I'm going to feed the guests, because he's not allowed to cook for guests. So what he's left with is Eruv Tavshilin. And like we said before, Eruv Tavshilin is not strong enough to override Isur D'Oraisa. So therefore, what do we see? That according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, Machzah Shekel holds, Rabbeinu Yerucham holds, and ultimately the Tzlach, which Tzlach says he agrees to the Shita of Rabbeinu Yerucham, that Midereise, somebody who's fasting, is also for him to cook on Yom Tov. And that's why he has a problem with Eruv Tavshilin. Eruv Tavshilin would not be suffice, would not be good enough to be matir to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos for a person who's fasting on Yom Tov. Which would mean to say that the Tzlach, the Machzah Shekel, both in the name of Rabbeinu Yerucham, L'chura hold, that Meleches Eichel Nefesh be'etzem is also. And the Torah made it mutar only for the sake of Eichel Nefesh. And therefore it's limited to Eichel Nefesh. And therefore it's limited only to people that are not fasting. Because people that are fasting, for them, they don't need the Achidah. For them, it's not Eichel Nefesh. But Mele, it's also. Must be, that's how they learned. L'chura, that's how they learned the psukim of Komalacha Le'yosa Ba'em Achash Eichel Nefesh. Achash Eichel Nefesh is a reason why Torah made in Mutar. As I mentioned earlier, this is not answered. The Rebbe doesn't tell us really what does the Alter Rebbe L'Poel hold. The Ramo, is it the Reis, is it the Rabbanon? We don't know. Maybe at the end of the Shir, we'll be able to answer that. Obviously based on the Rebbe's Sichas over here. The Rebbe's Sicha and the Rebbe's Aris. Going further, in Siv Dalet, 18, again, in Siv Dalet, the Rebbe discusses the Machlekes to Rashi and Tesis in the meaning of the words, Mitech Shehut Oletzerich, Tonami Shalei Letzerich. According to Rashi, Mitech Shehut Oletzerich, Nefesh, Tonami Shalei Letzerich, Legamri. Which means that Min HaTorah, everything is Mutah. Everything about this Malacha is Mutah. Even if it's Shalei Letzerich Klal. It's only Rabbonim which made it also. Only Rabbonim said that you need Miktas Hayim. But Midei Reise, it's completely Mutar, Legamri. And in the words, the way the Rebbe says it, should be Midei Reise Mutaras HaMalacha Legamri, it's a Mutar Dike Malacha. But Tesis holds, no. That when it says, Mitech Shehut Oletzerich Eichel Nefesh, Huto Nami Shelo Oletzerich Eichel Nefesh. In other words, it doesn't need to be Eichel Nefesh, but it still needs to be for the sake of Yom Tov. You can't just do things just because the Malacha became Mutar, so you could do with the Malacha whatever you want. No. It has to be, you need to have certain thing, Tzerech Hayim Ktas. Which means, says the Rebbe, that according to Tesis, Midei Reis, it needs to be Tzerech Hayim Ktas. Says the Rebbe again in Hora 18 that it's unclear what the Alter Rebbe holds. Because the Alter Rebbe in Simen Tov Tzadik Heis Riv Gimel says that Chachamim was passed down to the Chachamim. Shekol melech ha-seichel nefesh. Mitoich shehitiro ha-teiro la-aseis ha-natzerich ha-chilas yamtev. Since Teiro made it muta for the sake of yamtev, for the eating of yamtev, eichel nefesh. Hutu legamri ha-filu sholoi la-tzerich ha-chilas yamtev. So it's muta legamri even if it's not for the sake of yamtev. Well then the Alter Rebbe adds, u-bilvad shehebo en ksat tzerich yamtev. With a condition that there's at least some need for yamtev. Even though that need is not tzerich ha-chila, but tzerich hana, tzerich mitzvei veres, and so on. But the point is, you need to have tzerich hayim ktsas. Ferkzich de kasher, this that the Alter Rebbe says, u'bilvat sheyim ben ktsas tzerich yamtev, does the Alter Rebbe mean midei reise? Or the Alter Rebbe means midei rabbanon? If the Alter Rebbe means midei reise, it needs to be tzerich hayim ktsas, that means that the Alter Rebbe holds like tesis. If the Alter Rebbe holds that the u'bilvat sheyim ben ktsas tzerich yamtev is only a rabbanon, that means midei reise be'etzem, everything is mutar, legamri mutar. That means Alter Rebbe would hold like Rashi. And again, it's not that Lei Kosov, says the Rebbe. Lei Kosov, im ze midei reise, midei rabbanon. The Alter Rebbe did not write to us, did not tell us, is it midei reise or midei rabbanon. Going further, and see Vav, after the Rebbe went on to explain Shitas HaTosfos, in Seif Hei, what the Rebbe discusses in Seif Hei, that Tesis really holds that Melech HaSeichel Nefesh is Be'etzem also, even according to Beis Hillel, which means according to the Tesis, Sai Beis Hillel and Sai Beis Shammai hold that Melech HaSeichel Nefesh Be'etzem is also. And Ach HaSeichel Nefesh is a reason why Torah made it Mutar, which means that logically to be limited only for food, only for Eichel Nefesh, which that is the opinion of Bishamai. But according to the Tesis, according to Bishilel, once Torah made Eichel Nefesh Mutar, Torah said Shechita is Mutar because of Eichel Nefesh, then the Shechita became completely Mutar. Like the Rebbe brings examples, Kazayis, if a person shechts only for the sake of a Kazayis, the entire Shechita is Mutar. You could shecht even the rest of the animal, even though you only get taking a kazayis from it. And the Rebbe goes on to explain that the same thing applies with sha'al malachas that are considered miktsas in relative to Eichel Nefesh, because they all have a common denominator called anas adam, which means the idea of Eichel Nefesh, the reason why Torah was mati Eichel Nefesh is to have, in order to have anas adam. So that these malachas are mutar, even if it's not for the sake of Eichel Nefesh, because they bring anas adam. The Rebbe goes on to explain, not going to go through now the whole Shita of Tesis. Va'akapadim, what do we see? We see that we could hold, like that Be'etzem, not the way we learned earlier, that Tesis and Rashi agree that Be'etzem Melech HaSeichel Nefesh is a Mutar. No, Tesis holds, according to Bishilo, Melech HaSeichel Nefesh Be'etzem is also. And nevertheless, the Melech HaSeichel Nefesh is completely Mutar. And the Rebbe finishes off by saying that, therefore, because he holds that Be'etzem it's also, because he holds that Torah limited it to Eichel Nefesh, so in Chanami we expanded what Eichel Nefesh means, but it still needs to be some Tzerich Hayim. That's why Tesis holds it needs to be some Tzerich Hayim. There still need to be Ksas Tzerich Hayim. Because it's not Be'etzem Mutar. Torah made it also to begin with. Ravos, it became Mutar, Anas Adam. So if it's Anas Adam, then Anas Adam has to be today. Anas Adam tomorrow. So therefore, there needs to be Tzerich Hayim Ktsas. So the Rebbe went on to say in Eiz Vav, Siiv Vav, that is the shit of the Alter Rebbe. And with that, the Rebbe answers the stira that Lechura, what the Rebbe found in the Alter Rebbe. That from one hand, the Alter Rebbe uses a Lashin that sounds like Meleches Eichel Nefesh was Mutar Meikah. To begin with, it was Mutar. And at the end, the Alter Rebbe uses the lashon Atiro Hitiro Lasis Atzerich Achilas Yamtev, and the Hitiro sounds like Be'etzem it's Asur, and now it became Mutar just for Eichel Nefesh as a stir in the Alter Rebbe. So the Rebbe answers that we hold like Tesis, that Be'etzem Achilas Eichel Nefesh is really Asur, and Torah Taka made it Mutar. The first part, Montero made a mutter, Tero made a mutter completely. And there's a need for Serech Hayim, because Melachat Chila is also. The Alter Rebbe used the lotion that sounded like Meikore, it's mutter. Says the Rebbe, that's not what the Alter Rebbe is really not discussing Eichel Nefesh. When the Alter Rebbe was saying, a Meleches Avoida is not Eichel Nefesh, the Alter Rebbe is not saying that Eichel Nefesh is mutter. The Rebbe in the Reisha of the Seif, in the beginning of the Seif, was discussing what is Meleches Avoida and what it is not. But all what the Alter Rebbe was discussing was the Isur of Meleches Avoida. Meleches Avoida is not food. But what's the din of food, I don't really know till the Alter Rebbe comes to the second part of the Seif to tell me what the din with food is. So the Mele, there's no stira. So that means, concludes the Rebbe, that according to the Alter Rebbe, Alter Rebbe holds like this, Eichel Nefesh is be'etzem osel. When we pass like Bishilam, be'etzem it's osel. That means that Alter Rebbe holds like the Tesfis. As the Rebbe discusses Barichis, if we're going to say that Tesfis holds like Rashi in Shitas Bishilam, that Melechus Eichel Nefesh is be'etzem muter, then we're stuck with the Alter Rebbe, because the Alter Rebbe doesn't really have a Shita to follow. Because Sai the Ramban holds Melachas Eichel Nefesh Be'etzem is Mutar, Sai Rashi holds according to Bisula Be'etzem is Mutar, Sai Tesis holds Be'etzem is Mutar. So therefore, the Rebbe came around to say, no, the Be'em is according to the Tesis, Be'etzem is also. And that's a sheet of the Alter Rebbe, the Be'etzem is also. And that's why the Alter Rebbe used the Lashon Hitira, that the Torah made it Mutar, meaning to say, in essence, it was also. And that is also why the Alter Rebbe holds that it needs to be Miktas Hayim. Because since Be'etzem it was also, and now Torah made it Mutar. So Torah made it muta within the limitations of Eichel Nefesh. So Eino Chanami Eichel Nefesh becomes an expanded statement. It's not just food. It's anything that has to do with Anas Adam. But it has to be Anas Adam of Bayayim. It has to be Anas Adam of today. And therefore there need to be Tzerech Hayim Ktsas. So the Rebbe says in Aura 35, that going back to Ha'ora 18, where the Alter Rebbe used the Lashon, and the Rebbe said earlier in Ha'ora 18 that we don't know really what the Alter Rebbe holds, because the Alter Rebbe uses the Lashon. The Be'em is mitech shitira atera la'aseisel l'tzerechichilas yamtev hutru legamri. The Be'em is, it's mutter completely. Then the Alter Rebbe said the Bilvad with a condition. She'yeba and k'tzat tzerech yamtev, and the Rebbe said in Ha'orim 18 that we don't know if the Alter Rebbe holds the Reiser or the Rabbanon. So the Rebbe now, based on the fact that I have, that the Alter Rebbe holds like Tesfis, so now I could tell you, it's pretty clear. Because first of all, the Lashon of the Alter Rebbe fits so beautifully like Tesis. Because the Lashon of the Alter Rebbe is, Shekol melachas eichel nefesh mitoich shehitira ha-teira la'asoyson. Hitira, which means to say, Teira made it mutter. It was in essence also. Teira made it mutter. Why did Teira make it mutter? Letzerech achilas yamtev, for the sake of achilas yamtev. Therefore, hutru legamri afilu shalei letzerech achilas yamtev. So it's mamish like Tesis as Shita. Be'etzem it was also, and it became mutter, and once it became mutter completely. Legamri. So Ibazei, says the Rebbe. When the Alter Rebbe continues, Ubilvachi, Yeheba, and Ktsas, Yamtev, since we established that Alter Rebbe follows Shita as a Tesis, that Be'etzem it was really also. So must be that the words Ubilvat, She Yeheba, and Ktsas, Yamtev, is really Deiraisa. Mi Deiraisa, the need to be Tzerech Yamtev. Because, like we said before, it's limited to the idea of Eichel Nefesh, which Eichel Nefesh means Anas Adam. Anas Adam needs to be Bay Bayayim, Tzerech Hayayim. So we answered, if you want to say, the question of the Rebbe. The Rebbe himself answers the question of what is the Shita of the Alter Rebbe concerning Tzerech Hayayim, which the Rebbe asked in Ha'or 18. It's unclear what the Alter Rebbe holds. Is it Deiraisa or the Rabban? So Yish Lema, Zok the Rebbe, in Ha'or 35, that it's Deiraisa. Because the Alter Rebbe follows this as a shita. With this, the Rebbe also explains another simen, another halacha. In simen Tavkuf Yud Aleph Siv Vav, The Alter Rebbe says that fire became mutar on Yom Tov only if there is tzerich Yom Tov. So the lashon is lo yhutra elohim kein yesh ba tzerich Yom Tov. Says the Rebbe that the lashon lo yhutra, it did not become mutar, but unless it is for tzerich Yom Tov, the lashon lo yhutra is a lashon that is mashmaitz min ha-teira. The Rebbe brings a marker for that. The Prichadosh says, Prichadosh Simon Tov Tzadik Hei says that the Rambam holds that there need to be tzerich hayim. And he brings a raya. One of his rayas is, he brings a few rayas, but one of his rayas is, he says that the Rambam writes, Ein oifin umevashlim beyamtef mashayecha becher. A person is not allowed to bake or cook on Yom Tov what he's going to eat on the weekday. Person, the malacha did not become mutar on Yom Tov unless he has enough of it ati on Yom Tov. Says the Prichadosh, that from the lashon of the Rambam, that he says loyhutra malacha shi letzerech achila elo kedei liyanos ba biyom tov. The lashon loyhutra sounds like it's a mashma de min ha-teira kama. In other words, min ha-teira, it's not mutar unless it's tzerech Yom Tov. Says the Rebbe the same thing by the Alter Rebbe in Siman Tovkuf Yud Aleph, where the Alter Rebbe talks about using a fire, putting things on the fire. There he talks about putting, making a good smell in the home, putting mugmor on the fire, putting putting things that make the house smell good and so on. But and the Alter Rebbe discusses, is it mutter to put it on fire or not? The halacha is negeh. What's negeh is the lashon of the Alter Rebbe over there who says that even though havara, even though fire is muta, shaloi letzerech achila, mikol makayim loy hutra elim kenish b'tzerech yamtiv. It's not muta unless there is tzerech yamtiv. So we see clear that the loy hutra is a deiraisa. But what do we see from there? That's the same vault. That the Alter Rebbe holds like thesis that mina toira, yes, everything is muta, but there is the condition. It's limited to tzerech yamtiv. Atkan. The Ha'aretz that the Rebbe discusses, the Alter Rebbe Shita, there's another one Ha'aretz that the Rebbe brings in Ha'aretz 29 about the Kuntos Achen, but that's not really negiah to this shir that we're trying to explain. Going back to the first Ha'aretz, to Ha'aretz 11, where the Rebbe left it off with a shaila in a sense, that we don't really know what the Alter Rebbe holds about a mis'ane b'Yom Tov. Somebody who's fasting on Yom Tov, is it mutter for him to cook on Yom Tov or not? Midei Raisa. If I say that it's mutter midei reise, then that means that the Alter Rebbe holds that be'etzem melech seichel nefesh is mutter, right? Mashenkin, if the Alter Rebbe holds that be'etzem it's also that midei reise misana beyontav is also. That means that midei reise be'etzem melech seichel nefesh is also. And therefore, it's limited only to Echel Nefesh and only if a person could eat. As the Rebbe discussed. Now, the Rebbe doesn't tell us what Lepel Dal Rebbe holds. And even more so, this Nafkemina that the Rebbe brings up about Amisane Beyomtiv, Lechura, this Nafkemina remains. Lechura. Meaning to say that Lepel in Maskana Sasicha, we have a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis and Shitas Beisila. Rashi holds that it's hutro legamri, which means Rashi learned, like the Ramban, that melech seichel nefesh was never osel, was be'etzem mutal. Which means that according to Rashi and the Ramban, l'chur, ha'mis'ane b'yomtev, is mutal to kuk l'acherim b'yomtev. But Shitas HaTesis is that melech seichel nefesh be'etzem is also. It became mutar legamri, so there is a need for tzerich hayim, but it was be'etzem also. And the Rebbe said, the Rebbe concluded in the sicha that that's shita of the Alter Rebbe. So based on that, l'churi we could say that the Alter Rebbe holds that a mis'ana b'yomtiv is also midei reisa. Because the Alter Rebbe holds like the Shita of Tesis, that be'etzem oichel nefesh, meleches oichel nefesh is also on Yom Tov. And it only became mutal for the sake of Echal Nefesh. And then became Mutar Legamri. But there is still Nitzer Chayim. And Lechur, that Svar, that Nitzer Chayim, makes sense to say that it's for my Tzer Chayim. It can't be that I'm cooking for someone else. Because cooking for someone else is, I don't need the Achila. So there, for me, the one who's fasting, I don't need the Achila. So even though the Rebbe didn't really answer this harem, but Ulay Yishleimar, again, it's Ulay, I don't know, but Ulay Yishleimar, that based on the Sikha of the Rebbe, that God, the Rebbe holds like Tesis. And Tesis holds that Be'etzem Echel Nefesh is awesome. Ulay Yishleimar, that the same thing is Amis Ana Be'yamtev, Be'etzem, he's not allowed to cook for someone else, according to the Alter Rebbe, Midei Reise, not just Midei Rabbanon. Like we said before, that is because the Etzem Echel Nefesh is awesome.